us this morning, and we pray that you will join us again often. If you're looking for a church home, we hope that you will consider Main Street as a possibility for that home. I want to ask everyone, members and visitors alike, to please sign the attendance registers as they are passed down the pew. Pass them down to one end and then pass them back to the center aisle. And the person seated on the center aisle, please tear those sheets off and place them in the offering plates. There's much going on in the life of Main Street. And today at 5 o'clock, from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we are having our annual fall festival. There will be hay rides, pumpkin paintings, fishing for prizes, and much more. We ask that each child please bring a bag of candy. There will be hot dog plates for $3. This is an event for the entire family, so please come out. Please come out dressed in your Halloween costumes. We look forward to seeing each of you here tonight. Because of the fall festival, there will be no puppet ministry tonight. However, we will continue with our pickup basketball games, which will continue tonight at 7 o'clock. This is open to males and females, 6th grade and up. So if you're a basketball player, please come out and join the fun tonight at 7 o'clock in our new gymnasium. There's one correction to make to the newsletter. The Mom Circle will be meeting on Tuesday, November the 8th, not November the 15th, as shown in the newsletter. So that's Tuesday, November the 8th. Plans are in the works for a new Mother's Morning Out program to begin in January of 2006. A development information meeting will be held on Monday, November the 7th at 10 o'clock a.m. in the library for that program. Everyone who is interested or has questions are encouraged to attend that meeting, and all are invited to bring a friend. You don't have to be a member of Main Street United Methodist Church to participate in that, so we hope that you will spread the word about that meeting and about this upcoming program. Child care will be provided during the meeting. Our Wednesday night fall gatherings continue this week. Meals are served from 5:15 to 6:15 with the adult programs and children's choirs running from 6:15 to 7. Again, this week, the adults have a choice of two programs, shagging lessons or Bible study of the Gospel of John with Reverend Dennis leading those Bible studies. Use the cards in the pew racks to make reservations for the gathering if you do not already have a standing reservation. Upcoming Main Streeters program, their next program is Thursday, November the 10th. It will be a Taste of Fall Luncheon. The speaker will be Jim Keir, who is the Greenwood County Manager. Deadline for sign-up of that is November the 7th, Monday, November the 7th. And you, again, can use the cards in the pew racks that are labeled Main Streeters to make a reservation for that. Also, Circle 9 is selling soup in a jar. They'll be selling those for $10 each. They will make wonderful Christmas gifts. Today is the last Sunday to place orders for those, and there will be someone from Circle 9 in the fellowship hall immediately following the service to take those orders. Now let us prepare our hearts for worship.
please stand and join me in the call to worship? Let us remember those gone before, whose souls are in the hands of God, where torment shall never touch them. They are one with God. Be seated. Please join me in the invocation that is printed in your bulletin. Lord God, giver of life, we thank you for the gift of life, for beautiful fall days, for the change of season, and the bounty of earth's goodness. We thank you for life. Lord, help us to follow you in life and in death, to have faith that your love continues to hold us, even when death takes us, that you shall rescue those whom we love from the devastation of death, that you will raise us again to life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, let us remember Ernest Pruitt, Beth Gray, Josephine Hinton, Joyce Bartless, Joyce Roark, Josh Strange, and our former pastor, Patty Griffith Falal, the family and friends of Ed Garvey, who died on Thursday. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. at Wesley Commons. And the family and friends of Buff Lehman, who died Friday, services will be held this afternoon at 3 o'clock here at Main Street United Methodist Church. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, for the beauty of the earth that surrounds us, we give you thanks. For family and friends, those we dearly love, we give you thanks. For the many joys and sorrows that are part of our human existence and shape who and what we are, we give you thanks. For the tears and smiles of children, we give you thanks. For the freedoms we enjoy and the responsibilities they entail, we give you thanks. We are a most fortunate people. May we never forget the source of all that is good and right. We pray for our own church, asking your blessing on those who serve you here in any way, and on all who come here to pray, to worship, and to meet with you in this place of prayer. Help us all to work and pray to make this church a place where we are truly one. We bring to you all those who are suffering. You know that pain affects us all in different ways, whether it is caused physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. It is very real, and we ask, Father, that you will stretch out your arms and hold close to you all those who are suffering right now. Let your love flow through the pain and heal them. Lord God, we give you thanks for all your saints who have witnessed to your love and have entered into your presence. We thank you for those whose lives have provided a witness to us and who have passed their faith on, leading us to this place and this time. We give thanks for all who have given us encouragement, challenge, and guidance. We pray that in union with all your saints, we may continue to grow in faith and love so that we may play our part in passing our faith to others and so bring glory to your name through our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite all of the children to come down to the front for a special time this morning with Myra Schaefer. Now let us pass the peace.
Hear now the reading of God's Word from Revelation, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" And I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will spread His tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will lead them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Hear now the epistle lesson from 1 John. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, as we continue to worship and serve God, let us bring forth our tithes, our offerings, and our special gifts. Loving and gracious God, who has given each of us talents to serve you, we bring these gifts as a sign of our gratitude and praise. May we worship you in all that we say and do, and may these gifts be used to further your kingdom here on earth. God, may we never be too busy for you. Amen.
Please remain standing for the recognition of the saints. R.C. Pete Hammond, Jr., Francis Welburn, William Norman Bobo, James Ralph Norman, Eulalia Edwards Hughley, Dr. Harry P. Irwin, Jr., Bruce McMahon, Dr. Jack Scurry, Mary Medlock Thompson, Reverend Garnance Sullivan, Thomas Edison Cox, Ada Lynn Davis Cooper, Virginia Ackerman Turner, Betty Ann Nordyke, Dr. Ann Bowen Warner, Janie Reams Dixon, Burns Anderson, Mary Elizabeth Stockman. Let's join in a moment of silent reflection.
Please remain standing for the lesson from the Gospel. The lesson for today is from the fifth chapter of the Gospel attributed to Matthew. I read verses 1 through 12. Hear now this word from the Gospel. When Jesus saw the crowd, he went up into the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men, people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." There ends the lesson from the Gospel. You may be seated. I say to you, grace and peace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I cannot really think of a time to be in this pulpit that is more meaningful for me than to share in our observance of All Saints' Day. Most of you are aware that most of my appearances here have been those of articulating thankfulness in services of death and resurrection for persons with whom I had a very special friendship. Not too long after one such service, I told my personal physician that I was attending too many funerals, and most of the deceased were younger than I. And his retort to that was, "Most people are younger than you are." Now, please allow me to share some historical data related to the choice of words for the title of this homily, "Let's Have a Feast of Fools." Earlier, Miss Schaefer and I tried to convince the children that this was New Year's time. They weren't fools. They were and are too engaged in getting ready for Halloween. Now, the origin of that observance can be traced back to the Celts, who occupied what is now Ireland some 2,000 years ago. They did, in fact, set November 1st as their New Year's Day. It marked the end of summer and the beginning of the dark, cold days associated with misery and death. They believe that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the living and the dead became very blurred. So on the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, when it was believed that ghosts of the dead returned to earth to damage crops and cause other kinds of trouble. To scare off those ghosts, sacred bonfires were lit, and crops and animals were burned. The Celtics wore costumes usually consisting of animal skins, and they then extinguished the bonfires. After they were satisfied that they had defeated the ghosts in death, they relit the bonfires. By AD 43, the Romans had conquered the Celtic territory, and two Roman festivals were combined with those Celtic events to celebrate the passing of the old year and to honor the Roman goddess of trees and fruit. Nowadays, we don masks and children trick-or-treat for UNICEF. We decorate with corn stalks and bob for apples at our parties. Civic groups build haunted houses and charge admission to raise funds for worthy causes. You see, it all does have a historical background. By the 1800s, the influence of Christianity had spread to Celtic lands. The reigning Pope, Benedict III, installed All Saints Day in an attempt to teach that the death of Christians was to be honored rather than feared. In the beginning, that festival, which had its origin in the 6th century, celebrated only the deaths of martyrs, but later it was expanded to include all saints. The eve of All Saints Day became known as Hallowed Eve and is now Halloween. Now, the final message of All Saints Day is that death has been defeated, and so we celebrate with those whose names were read earlier. In the Middle Ages, a new celebration emerged known as the Feast of Fools. That event was also celebrated at the passing of the old year and the beginning of a new one. The experience was marked by attempts to mock even the church itself. A boy bishop would rule over a day of misrule, and no leader, ecclesiastical or secular, was exempt. Now, another holiday called the Feast of the Ass was celebrated, which celebrated the donkey on which the Virgin Mary rode and later her son would ride, was widely celebrated in France. But such burlesques were generally put down by the 15th century. Now, out of all of this, I perceive a deed in AD 2005 to see All Saints Day as an occasion to say to a very deeply troubled world that though wrong is everywhere around us, God is still in control. It is not death, but life that reigns. Today we joyfully anticipate resurrection. But maybe theologian Harvey Cox was right when he called for a modern day Feast of Fools. Maybe we do need a boy bishop to lead us in mocking the political and religious leaders who have created the tumultuous days we now endure with fear and dread. Maybe we do need to join the children on Halloween and rebel against fear and death. And then, on All Saints Day, let us celebrate the heritage left us, not only by the persons who passed into a more real presence of the Lord during the year just gone, but with all of those we temporarily mourn during our lifetime. Now, I want to suggest two ways that we might worthily celebrate. First, let us solemnly thank God for their having been part of our lives as we remember the joys and the contributions we shared as we were being nurtured in the faith. And so at this time, please silently praise God for those persons who made, as you perceive it, a positive impact upon your spiritual growth. Later in the service, during the singing of the last hymn, you may want to come to the altar to pray again and thank God. But right now, I'll wait in silence as you pray your prayer of thanksgiving for a saint who is special to you. Amen. Now, second and finally, let us reclaim that part of the ancient creed we call belief in the communion of the saints. Let us affirm the statement made by the Christ that ours is a God of the living, not the dead. Let us allow our spirits to join those of the saints as we look forward to our own resurrection from the dead. And on this 30th day of October 2005, this is offered in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And let the people say, Amen. When we've been confronted by the gospel, whether we read it from the scriptures or whether it is spoken to us from the pulpit, we are asked to say what we believe. Let me ask you please to stand and turn to number 480 in your hymnal as we do say what the church has been trying to say for nearly 2,000 years. We believe in one God the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. And for us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he suffered under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Sing, you may want to come to the altar to pray. not at this particular moment feel like a saint, but hear this word. Remember that God who has begun a good work in you will continue it until it is complete. Go forth then out into this world and be a blessing. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.